Hello and welcome to Witchy Woman Podcast. I am your host, Danae Sweet, and this is episode 34. Today we're going to talk about Maybon, or as I like to refer to it, the Witch's Thanksgiving. I'm going to go over what it is, different names for it, how you can celebrate it, and how to incorporate it into your practice as a witch, a pagan, or whatever you call yourself. I want to first send a giant shout out for everybody that wished my husband a happy birthday. It was a great day. He had a lot of fun and he was tickled pink to see all of the different people wishing him a happy birthday on the Facebook page. So thank you very much for making his day even more special. So something super special happened today. We had a hearing at the courthouse today to get my daughter's last name changed to Sweet. Currently, it is the last name of her biological father. We have tried doing the adoption thing, and he drug his feet and made it almost impossible. He's clear down in Texas, and we are up here in Nebraska, so it's not like I can just bang on his door and demand he sign shit. So we went the easier route and changed her last name. She really, really wanted the last name Sweet so that when she graduated this year from high school, that was what was on her diploma. That's going to be, you know, it's the same as the rest of us. So we all three will have the same last name. So I'm very, very pleased that the judge granted us that. So it's a really special day for us. I know we were already a family, but it just feels like having that last little official thing taken care of makes it even better. We got to go get a new Social Security card and driver's license and all that shit. But at least it's the judge has deemed it it is a thing. She's a Sweet now. So I'm very, very thankful. I had lit a candle and meditated on it and, you know, asked spirit, my guides, to please, please, please have the judge see that it would be beneficial for her to have the same last name. And it was. So I am very grateful today during my Maybon rituals and stuff this weekend. I'm definitely going to incorporate my thankfulness and gratitude for the name change in my practice. I think it's important that I express to the universe, to spirit, whatever you believe in, that I'm very, very grateful for that outcome that happened today. I'm really, really excited to do this episode. I was kind of pissed off earlier because I couldn't get my computer to go. Somehow, the cats had pushed some buttons, so the cursor wouldn't work, my touchpad on my laptop wouldn't work. I have to keep it open because if I close it, it would destroy it even worse. So it just has to stay open all the time, but I turn it off. And somehow the cats learned how to turn it on, and I know they didn't learn how to turn it on, but they will like jump up on the table and then like walk all over it, turn it on, and then hit buttons, and then I don't know what the hell they have done. So it's a learning process. I sat here for half an hour and was looking up technical things to do online, and I'm screwing around with it, and I'm like, wait, there's a function button and then a little F7 key, but on the key it actually shows the touchpad and like a finger on it, so I assumed that was on and off, and it was. So I guess next time I will look for the most simple explanation instead of waiting or searching around the internet for a half an hour for all the most complicated ways to do it. So lesson learned. I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel weird. I've had some weird energy. I don't know if it's I'm just tired and my body is slowing down for the change of seasons or what, but yesterday I couldn't hardly stay awake. I went to my job and did some things, and I sat down on the couch after lunch and I pretty much napped for an hour. I was also pissed, and I don't even know why. Like, I could not wait to get in a confrontation with someone yesterday, and it was parent-teachers conferences, and I had planned on going, and I was so pissy and tired and mad and confrontational by the time that the time to go turned around. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get in a fight with the teacher. So I ended up staying home. I asked her had her give me a rundown of her grades and things, and it wasn't super necessary for me to be there because the only thing I had to say were negative things to teachers that have done stupid negative shit. So I decided to stay home, which is probably better for me, the teachers, and my daughter. Nobody needs me going in there like a wrecking ball destroying things. So that's been my life lately. I've been just kind of super stressed for some reason, and I really don't have anything to be stressed about. So I don't know. Is anybody else feeling this weird energy? Like, I want to fight somebody, but I also want to nap. I'm just an angry, sleepy, hungry toddler at this point. So I just wanted to see if anybody else was feeling the same energy. Okay, so let's get on to Maybon. So Maybon is Saturday. So actually people will celebrate it between, they say September, two places said September 22nd and 23rd. I saw somebody's one site say it was the 21st through the 24th. You can celebrate it. Go ahead and look online. You can get online and I'll get a post a website that you can look to find out where your geographic location when Maybon specifically is for your location. But anyway, people celebrate it between the 21st and the 24th. I'm going to celebrate it on Saturday because that's the time that I have to celebrate it. other names for it. A second harvest, a feast of Avalon, cornucopia, the wine harvest, the festival of the dying sun, and winter finding. And we're going to talk about winter finding later. So I thought those were kind of cool names. I just call it Maybon. So Maybon is fall equinox. So we talked about spring equinox being a balance of day and the night. And this is the same thing today for Maybon. It's going to be a balance. It's the moment the sun crosses the celestial equator. So if you want to think of a celestial equator, just imagine the Earth's equator like projected outward into space. And that is when, so the equinox happens when the sun is perched on that spot. So in the southern hemisphere, they are going through the exact opposite, which is spring. How cool is that? Anyway, the day and the night are the equal length, or very, very close to the equal length. Balance is the big, big theme for equinoxes. And after Maybon, days get shorter and nights get longer. So we're going to be preparing ourselves, our energy, our homes for the winter months coming ahead of us. I looked up kind of what Maybon, what the name came from and kind of where we come from as far as the celebration and the mythology and lore behind it. I started with the Druids. The Druids called it, I'm gonna totally mess up this name, but it's Mian Form Fomahair. M-E-A and then a like an apostrophe N and then F-O apostrophe M-H-A-I-R. Have no idea how to say that. Anyway, it was a celebration where they honored the Green Man. Wiccans and some witches celebrate the next phase of the triple goddess on Maybon as she moves from mother to crone. And it would be in the Wiccan faith, her consort, the god, prepares for death and rebirth at this point. And this holiday, Maybon, specifically, it was named after a Welsh god, Maybon, son of Earth Mother Goddess, Modron. So, I don't know how they would, I don't know why it's Maybon or Modron, but that's what I found as far as the naming, why we call it Maybon. And I am going to read some of the correspondences for you straight out of this badass book I got. It is the Complete Book of Correspondences. It's Llewellyn, the publisher, and the author is Sandra Kynes. But it is a big, fat book full of correspondences for just about anything. So it's great for spell work, ritual work. If you want to look up stuff to make stuff like incenses or oil blends, this is amazing. I don't call this the end all, but damn, it's close. I like to take things and make them my own. So these correspondences are not set in stone. If something else feels like it resonates more, then use it. But anyway, here are the correspondences for Maybon. So it is a sun celebration because the sun is perching on our the celestial equator at this point. The day of the time of day, they're saying dusk is the most powerful part of Maybon. The colors, blue, brown, gold, maroon, orange, violet, and yellow. I think those are pretty cool. They're very earth colors. I like the maroon, orange, yellow, gold. That just makes me feel like fall. The element associated with this would be water. They're showing some plants, grains, and thistle. Right now, if I go out in the pasture, there's tons of thistles growing around, and not much eats them except for I have one horse that can't get enough thistle. It's gross. The trees associated with this would be aspen, cedar, hazel, locust, maple, myrtle, and oak. some herbs associated with this. So if you want to incorporate this, some of these things into your altar or your offering bowls, that would be great. So aster, blackberry, bramble, chrysanthemum. Wow. Can't pronounce things today. Fern, grape, ivy, marigold, and sage. It doesn't have to be white sage. It can be prairie sage too. If you're conscious of using white sage, you can substitute prairie sage for that. Some gemstones would be amethyst and yellow topaz. To me, when I read that, I thought that to me that sounds like Easter. So I don't know if I would use that. I'm more drawn to citrine, carnelian, and garnet for this holiday, but to each their own. Goddesses associated with this would be Epona, Inanna, Ishtar, Kori, Modron, the Morgan, and Persephone. Gods. Bacchus, Dionysus, Demuzi, the Green Man, Hermes, Mabon, and Thoth. Birds, the hawk, swallow, and swan. And animals associated with this would be dog and wolf. And some of the intentions and reasons would be that you could incorporate into your ritual would be agriculture, balance, goals, gratitude, and grounding. I really like to take the equinoxes and focus on balance because to me that's the main theme. To you it might be something else and that's fine, but I really like to deal with balance, and this time I'm going to really try to think about those. And some of the things I'd like to balance in my life would be like my magical life, my mundane life, self-care, care of others, my masculine energy and my feminine energy. I would really like to focus my intention on balancing those things out in my life. I think creating balance creates peace. So who doesn't want more peace in their life? And also as far as Mabon goes, I think gratitude and being thankful is one of the main themes. Balance and gratitude, I think, are one of the main themes of Mabon. And, it's gratitude for literal harvest, for the food that you eat. If you garden, if you've harvested any of that, thankfulness for that. If you're in agriculture, thankfulness for getting that hay up, for your livestock to be healthy and reproducing. Food, money from jobs, your health, and also being thankful for all the plans that you've had throughout this year kind of coming to fruition, or if it has already, definitely thanks for that, and thanks for the guidance along the way for all these plans that you've had. And even if things take a wrong turn, which this year I'm just going to deem the wrong turn year for me, I've had a lot of changes, and I'm thankful for those, for all of the twists and turns would not have led me to even starting this podcast. Something was missing in my life and changes kept happening and I needed an outlet. And those things, turned my attention inward, which created a really big need for me to have a voice and to share my struggle with other people. And without the shitty things that have happened this year, I don't think that I would have done the podcast. And if I would have done it, I don't know if I would have kept with it, because this thing has really been, it brings me joy. It brings me peace. I enjoy connecting with other people. So all of the bad things this year have created something good, along with the shitty stuff. So I'm going to give thanks for, I hate to sound cliche, but like unanswered prayers. Those things that have not worked out how I wanted them this year have definitely brought me other positive things in my life. I wanted to kind of talk about some quick things you can do. So not everybody has a crap load of time to celebrate Mabon or any Sabbat, really. Sometimes you're tired, you're sick, you have, a busy life, and not everybody feels like making a big to-do out of things. So here's some quick things that you can do to still celebrate Mabon. So at work, if you have a cubicle or an office or something, put flowers in it. Go down to your local florist, go to Walmart, wherever you need to go, and get some fall-colored flowers. Carnations and mums usually come in a lot of different variety of colors, and you can get those. Put them in your cubicle, and that could be a way of you celebrating Mabon. You can see it every day, while they last. You can dry them. You can put them, put them in a book and smash it and dry them and display them somehow afterwards. But anyway, it's a great way to add a little color and celebrate your faith or this time of the year without, you know, putting a giant pentacle on your cubicle and getting crap for it. Another thing is to carry an acorn in your pocket as a charm for luck and prosperity. I thought that was kind of neat. And this next one I thought was really cool. So here the leaves aren't really falling yet. So I don't know. This is for places where you actually have active fall happening. When walking, if you're walking around some trees, go to the park or something, and wind is blowing, the thing to do is to catch a leaf before it hits the ground. And this is supposed to bring you good luck for an entire year. And I was looking, and some people take their entire family out, they go to the park, and they all try to catch a leaf falling before it hits the ground, and then they keep that leaf until next year, and they use it for decoration on their Maybon altar. I thought that was really neat, so you might want to try that out. So I know that isn't going to be feasible for some of us. Even in Nebraska, there's really not any leaf changing colors yet. I've got some leaves on the ground, but only after like really shitty storms. So that's not going to be an option for me, but for a lot of you, it could be. So I'm definitely going to do that once things start slowing down and the leaves are dying. But it's something that would be a lot of fun. And then I wanted to put some stuff out there for people with families, with kids, because I noticed on the Facebook page, people were wanting to know, what can I do with my kids to celebrate Maybon? And I thought I would list some. So you can pick out gourds, leaves, and acorns, pine cones, like go on a nature walk and have them pick up all the things that resonate with them. So if that's a stick, so be it. Give them each a little basket or a grocery sack or something and have them fill their bags full of things like that and then go back to your home and help them use it to decorate. You can put it on your altar. If you have a family altar, use it to decorate that. But it's a fun way for them to take part in the changing of the seasons, and it gets you outside, gets you grounded all at the same time. This next one I thought was really fun, and I actually may do that. This one even with my family, who has a 17-year-old in it. But anyway, you cut leaf shapes from construction paper that with the colors of the season. So orange, yellow, brown, dark, dark green, stuff like that. And you're going to cut those out, or if the kids are old enough, you know, show them how to cut it out. And then they're going to write on each leaf, give them like 4 or 5 leaves a piece, and they're going to write down the things that they are grateful for. If they're too young to cut, too young to write, you can have them just help you. Supervise, ask them what they're, grateful for. I think this would be a really fun activity for smaller grade school aged kids. Some other things that were listed when I looked up, nature walks, go volunteer. This is a season of giving and thankfulness, so volunteering at a soup kitchen or something like that would be absolutely fabulous. You could donate to a food bank, take your kids down there so they can see the whole process. Another fun craft is a grain man craft, and I thought that was really neat. So you know those pictures, the wall plaques that you see of just the grain man's face made out of leaves? I think they're absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, what you're going to need for this craft project is a paper plate, some glue, and some markers. And what you're going to do is collect some fall leaves with your kids, or acorns, whatever that resonates with them. Again, go outside, collect all this stuff. And then you're going to bring it inside, and they're going to arrange them on the plate to look like the Green Man. And then you can look, or you can use the marker to draw in eyes, whatever, they have, however they want to decorate it. But show them a Green Man picture and just say, hey, let's make one out of leaves. And I think that's really neat. And then you can hang that up on the wall, on your fridge, or whatever else you want. But I thought that would be a really fun activity to do with kids. I'm kind of bummed I don't have any small kids to do that with. And I found another cool tradition that I thought would be really fun to start. I'm gonna see if I can get my family to start doing it. But you got 5 coins. Everybody gathers 5 coins from their change drawer, whatever, from your purse. And you put your coins in your left hand. And you transfer each one of those individually into your right hand and name something that you're thankful for each time. So each coin represents something that you are grateful for. And then you're going to put them in your pocket separate from like anything else. And then you're going to find a change or donation jar or cause to donate it to. So afterwards, you go to the grocery store and put it in, you know, the little take a penny, leave a penny thing. Or you can take it and donate it to any kind of cause that you would like. But it sends that gratitude that you specifically have feelings about into the world. And I think that's kind of cool. So I think that I'm gonna try to get these guys to start doing that. And somebody asked a simple Maybon spell that you can do. And I found this one, and I absolutely think this could be done at any time of the year, but I think it's a really great Maybon one. But you have one black candle, one white candle. And honestly, if you wanted to use the fall colors, you wanted to use Maybon candles, like an orange one and a brown one, I don't think... For me, I think that's what I will do. I'm going to use some Maybon candles, colored ones. You'll have two candles and a piece of paper and a pen. And so you're going to write down aspects of your life that need balance. You're going to write those down and stick that piece of paper in between the two candles. And then you're going to recite these words. As day and night are now in balance, so to let my life find balance. In harm none, so mote it be. I think that's a pretty simple one. I would probably incorporate some kind of meditation. I would anoint my candles with my anointing oil. I've got some specifically from Maybon that I'm going to use. I would definitely, because I like more, so I would probably do more with it. But if you don't have time and you just want something super simple, I think that is a really cool way to celebrate the season. Now let's talk about that term I mentioned at the beginning called wintering in. So what wintering in is on Maybon, it signifies the time where we start getting ready for the winter. It's the second harvest celebration. So we have three. Llamas, Maybon, and Samhain are the harvest festivals. This is the second of it. So this one is signifying that we better start getting ready for winter. Everybody's canning things, chopping up wood and getting it ready. So wintering in is just that. And you can have a wintering in celebration, which to me sounds like Thanksgiving. So what wintering in or this celebration would be basically a feast. And it's more than that. Like, you want to prepare for it. So before you go and you get your supplies to make this feast, you want to cleanse yourself. So take a salt bath, smudge yourself, kind of prepare, because this is it's not just a meal, it's a ritual. It's meant to be fun and involve your family and your friends or whatever, but it's also a ritual. So you want to cleanse yourself and then cleanse your home. Smudge your house, smudge your kitchen, kitchen utensils. I just open up all my cabinets and kind of let the smoke go in there. So you want to basically cleanse everything before you bring in this feast, your ingredients for your feast. And when you go, you're going to find things that fit certain categories. So I love this. So you're going to have food from the land and forest. So that's like meat, mushrooms, potatoes, carrots, that sort of thing. From the sky, chicken, turkey, something like that. And I'm going to preface this by saying this is not a vegan or a vegetarian meal. You can definitely substitute whatever you need in these things, in these categories, if you are vegetarian or vegan. You want to find something from the sea. So fish, seafood, seaweed chips, kelp, something like that. And then the plains. So fruits and veggies that grow on the ground or in shrubs. So like blueberries, strawberries, melons, or squash. Food from the trees, so fruits and nuts that come from the trees, vine, wine, or cider. It's not everybody does alcohol, so I think what we'll be doing is like that sparkling grape juice stuff. And then so you have all this, so you go to the grocery store, you bring it all into your kitchen, and before you start preparing it, you want to recite this. You want to say, thank you, and then whatever deity, spirit, whatever, for gifting me with your bounty, I am grateful. And then you cook your meal. So you have your friends, your family, or whatever over for Mabon, and you have this beautiful feast. And during the meal, to start out with, you want to pour your drink, the sparkling cider, wine, whatever you're going to have, and say the gifts of the vine. So somebody stands up and it's like a toast. You say the gifts of the vine. Everybody takes a drink. And then you present each dish. So you bring it all to the table and one by one, and it's gifts, and somebody presents it. So somebody's bringing it in and they say gifts of the land and forest. So if I had a big potato casserole, I'm going to bring it in and say gifts of the land and forest, because it's from, you know, it's from the land. And it's meant to be like celebrating and fun and lots of energy and gratitude. It's not meant to be a solemn type thing. This is not a dumb supper. This is supposed to be, you know, like for Samhain, this is supposed to be a joyful, grateful activity. So this is all done. You get done eating, and then you have hot cider. So in the background, while all of this is going on your stove or in your crock pot or whatever, you got some hot cider brewing. So just imagine you guys are full, the dishes are put away, you can smell the hot cider brewing. Now you're going to light some kind of fire. Your fireplace, a fire pit, maybe put some incense in a cauldron, maybe it's just a couple candles, whatever you can do. And then you're going to gather around and you're going to say, "May this gift of fire keep us safe through the coming darkness." And that just signifies, hey, we know that it's going to be winter and we would really like some support and comfort throughout the next cycle. And then you're going to pour hot cider for everyone and ask for silence. And each person makes their oath for the coming year, as well as what they're grateful for. And you can do this silently. Nobody has to say it out loud. Just take a couple minutes and think, I am so grateful for XYZ. And because it's that time, our New Year's coming at Samhain, so it's the time to start making plans for the next year. So you have in between Mabon and Samhain to kind of solidify what you want to do. So start thinking about this now. Think, I would like, you know, to finish school or to get a better job or to learn how to knit, whatever that is for you. You know, just kind of make those silent intentions at that time. Anyway, and then when you're finished, you're going to go outside if you're not already there. And then an offering of cider is going to be poured into the soil. So your yard, whatever soil that you can find. If you're in an apartment building, go down, see if you can find some grass. And you're going to say, as the cider is being poured into the earth, say, "Mother Earth, we bless these gifts that you have given and share them with you in return. May this gift ensure the richness of the next year's bounty. Thank you." I thought that was pretty cool. I think it's a really neat tradition. We're going to do this here at the house with just the three of us. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I got to do all their mainstream holidays. So I asked them, like, can we do like a my kind of Thanksgiving? And they're all for it because they love food. So we're going to totally do that. And for anybody that wants to know where I get some of my information, I get it all over the place. I get it on the internet. I will go ahead and post links to Mabon stuff in the show notes. I also get a ton of Sabbat information from the Sabbat Almanac that Llewellyn puts out. This is, I got some of this from the 2019 one. I keep these and I read them and I get the new ones every year. There's some cool crafts and things like that in them. So definitely, if you don't have one and you're a book nut, pick one up, because I can't get enough of that book. I wanted to share with you a Mabon incense recipe out of the Complete Book of Incense Oils and Brews from Scott Cunningham. This is another one of my reference books that I use a lot. And definitely if some of these ingredients don't resonate with you, you can always, always substitute whatever does for you, because this should be a very personal thing. It doesn't have to be the same as everybody else's or the same as this book, but this is a good base to start at. So this Mabon incense is 2 parts frankincense, 1 part sandalwood, 1 part cypress, 1 part juniper, 1 part pine, 1/2 part oak moss, and 1 pinch of pulverized oak leaf. And it says to burn during ceremonies on Mabon or at that time to attune with the change of the seasons. I thought it was kind of neat. So anyway, you can make your own incense. You can use that recipe if you have oils that correspond. They have those oils that correspond with the herbs that he listed there. You can always make an oil blend. I use that, and I go and I make an incense, and then I'll make an oil to anoint my candles with kind of the same ish ingredients. So that's something that you can use on Maybon to celebrate. Well, that's all I have on Maybon. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to contact me, and I will try my best to answer whatever questions that you have. Okay, so I really wanted to remind you guys, if you haven't seen it on the Facebook page, I am doing a contest. So write me at witchywomanpodcast@gmail.com with your scariest experience story. So if you have stayed in a hotel and you could have swore it was haunted, if you had some freaky shit happen in your house, whatever that is, whether it was when you're a kid or when you're an adult, I don't care. Send me your spookiest experience, and I'm going to be picking one or two of these to be on the podcast, and you will come on yourself, and I will have you on, and you can tell your spooky story for the month of October. So all of these submissions need to be into me by September 30th, and then I will take a couple days and I will notify those who have been picked. It's not just me that's going to read them. I have 3 or 4 people that are going to, we're going to read all of them, and we're going to pick a couple of the scariest ones. If you don't get picked, please don't be mad at me. I can't have everybody on the podcast, but I will do my best to really pick a good spooky ones for you guys. I probably have one or two because I am going to be doing some special stuff in the month of October. I have got some paranormal researchers that are coming on. I've got spooky stories coming. I will be coming out with what happened at my ranch. It's going to be a long, drawn-out story, so it'll probably be 2 parts of it, but that will be coming out in October as well. So it will be a month packed with scary, spooky shit, because for me, as soon as Maybon hits, it's fall. And like my house turns fall, October 1st hits, and it's Halloween. It's Samhain all month. So spooky shit happens from October 1 all the way to the end, and I would like this podcast to reflect that. So send in your entries. The spookier the better. Don't skimp on details. I want to know everything spooky that happened. And I wanted to remind everybody that has signed up for the top tier in the Patreon group, your quarterly gifts will be going out to you on October 1st. So make sure that you have in your, when you had signed up, that you did have a shipping address so that I can ship your gift to you. So for everybody that doesn't know what that is, patreon.com/witchywomanpodcast is the place where you can contribute to the cause that is the podcast, because it's not free for me to do this. So there are 3 tiers that you can join. You can pick one of those. All of them get you into the Witchy Woman podcast, the WW coven that is on Facebook. And what we do in that coven is we do rituals, we do meditations, we share, we're doing a Maybon celebration, and we're trying to treat this as our online coven. And by choosing any of the tiers in the Patreon, on my Patreon page, you get into that. So the top tier gets a quarterly witchy gift that I will put my handmade stuff in, crystals, incense, things like that is what you can look forward to. So how do you contact me? You can get me at my new email address, witchywomanpodcast@gmail.com. You can get me on Instagram, witchywomanpodcast. You can also tweet at me at Danae_sweet_. Make sure that you go to our Facebook page, Witchy Woman Podcast, and hit like. And then you can join our free group called Witchy Woman Friends. That is a closed group. So if you want to join it, you just have to click to join and I will approve you. It's a closed group so that if you're not out of the broom closet, nobody else on your friends list has to see what you're posting. So post away. It's a really awesome group with some really cool people in it. We share our witchy stuff, ask questions, but I really, really love the group. So do those things for me. And again, I want to thank everybody that listens, everybody that interacts, everybody that has emailed messaged or DM'd me. I really, really appreciate everyone reaching out. Welcome to any of the new listeners. Thank you for finding us and listening to this podcast. So, I guess until next time, as always, stay witchy. Bye-bye.